Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way. And by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Yeshua, thank you, thank you, Jehoshua, thank you, mighty Lord, mighty Jesus, mighty, mighty Yeshua, mighty, mighty, hallelujah, Jehoshua, praise you, mighty Lord, praise you, mighty Yeshua, mighty, mighty, mighty Jehoshua, thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy that endureth forever, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you. We are grateful. We are happy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. What an awesome God. What a good God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your brother in Christ, Brother Elvis Zapata. Amen. Thank you, Lord, speaking to you from the highest mountain in North Carolina. I hope everyone is doing fine. Thank you, Lord. I hope everyone are getting ready to be going home with Jesus. And the moment the Lord appears, hallelujah, and the moment the Lord changes you, the moment you see the Lord in the 3 days of darkness, face to face, hallelujah, you are ready to go home. You are ready to disappear, amen, because these events will be unfolding soon. Of course, it's all in God's timing, but to God, hallelujah, these events are practically happening. My brother, my sister, thank you, Lord, and it is exciting, amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. For about 2 weeks now, I've been trying to talk about prayer petition. Amen. Hallelujah. Asking God, hallelujah, for the things that we need, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And I've been meditating on prayer, hallelujah, for, praise you, Jesus, about 2 weeks now. The Lord's been putting this in my heart, and I didn't understand why. Hallelujah. But we don't need to understand everything. We just need to be obedient. Obedient to God is better than sacrifice, my brother and sister. And when he's giving you something, we have to take it and run away with it, my brother and sister. Run with it. Run. Hallelujah. Because he knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. And he knows what we need. And these things came to my mind and my heart to talk about them and meditate on them. And for 2 weeks I've been meditating, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm asking God. Hallelujah. In James chapter 5, my brother, my sister, is what I've been meditating on. Thank you, Lord. And here, Elisha the prophet, my brother and sister, we get him as a witness of asking, my brother and sister, God, thank you, Jesus, that he pray, my brother and sister. And then, hallelujah, in verse chapter 5, I'm going to start, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Let me start in verse 7, because verse 7 is the completion. And again, every time we see 7 in the Bible, it's a completion. It's what God wants us to be in our life, how God wants our heart to be, our life to be, my brother and my sister. God showed me something awesome the day before yesterday morning. And I could see all of you in the millennium. And you were getting married. Jesus was marrying you with someone. And it was so exciting to see my brothers and sisters getting married. My brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Shalom, Brother Miguel. Hallelujah. That, praise you, Jesus. It helps me so much. Hallelujah. Was it Psalm 37, 4. Let me go there. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, it is Psalm 37, 4. Okay. This is where I'm supposed to begin. So I've been praying before the program, and I want to remember every single detail. Okay. And if you hear the microphone for some reason, making some kind of noise, please let me know so I can lower the mic, my brother and sister. We want to make sure the program goes out nice and clear, my brother and sister, because I believe tonight program message, teaching, revelation, is going to bless our lives, my brother and sister. And the Lord, the way the Lord showed me my brothers and sisters getting married, him answering them, their prayer petition, because there are people right now single that are asking the Lord for someone in their lives or to be married. Or there are people married that are not married to the one God wanted them to be married. The case says in the millennium, he's going to answer your prayer petition. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. And so the way the Lord spoke to me about this, it's how I want to relate the message to you. Shalom, shalom, Sister Nicole. Amen, Sister Michelle, Jesus, my rock. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. So I want to share the word, how he showed me the vision, the revelation. He took me there and showed me this, and it was so joyful to see God answer my brothers and sisters' prayer petition there. I believe it was a week or two ago we talked about asking people that whatever they wanted to ask God to ask, and we will pray together. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And again, always remember what two or three gather together, whatever they ask in my name, it will be given to them. We do this in joint prayer. It's not like, Brother Elby, pray for me, or you pray for me. We do this together. This is how God wants it. And this is what I'm seeing for over 20 years. So powerful how God answers prayer. I've seen so many thousands of prayer answered. Not hundreds. Thousands I've seen. In different people's lives that I have met, that we have prayed together over the years. Okay? And there have been times when I said 20, there was one service we did, I remember, and we were praying for people to be healed. And I said that over 20 people got healed, and the Lord corrected me, and the Lord says, I healed 33 people. And I was like, okay, I made a mistake. Okay? I my count was in the 20, the Lord count was in the 30. I said, I came down and healed 33. Okay, so I said it wrong. You see, my brother and sister, we make mistakes. Praise to Lord. So I seen just on the Lord Tower, I seen over 1,000 prayer answered from different people, different state, different country, different nation. Over 1,000. Okay. So how can I not come in agreement, my brothers and sisters? And they all been different prayer petitions, different healing. I seen thousands of healing also. My brothers and sisters, confessed by the people who's been healed. So how can I not believe in healing, my brother and sister? Amen. All glory to the Lord, not to me and anybody else. Because it's the Lord who does the miracle, the healing, the deliverance. He is the one who does it. Jesus went to the cross. That's why we're able to ask in his name, and he does it. All glory to him. This is why it's good that we humble ourselves evermore, because the Lord is the one who does this, and we need to recognize this every single day before him. It's the way he wants us. He wants us to be humble about it, okay? That if he raised someone through us today, my brother and sister, it's funny because up north, the Lord used me to raise like 3 people from the dead. First it was one, two, one we're not sure about this. He did it again. Something's happening, but we're not sure. He did it again. All right, God is using him. Oh, glory be to God. And then the Lord kept doing it. Praise you, Jesus. Okay? So the unbeliever, a lot of the unbeliever became to be a believer because they saw what the Lord did. And first it was like, I'm not sure. And it was questionable. Then it happened again, and it happened again, and it will go, God is raising his ministry. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. When it happens more than 3, then it's like, Shalom, Sister Luna. Amen. All glory be unto God, my brother and my sister. Amen. So James 5:7, be patient thereof. And the thereof is the process. Are you listening? The thereof is the It's a prophet from here on. Be patient from here on. When is that from here on? When you receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior. Because now God, as a Father, is going to begin to discipline us. Okay? And Paul says to the churches that all discipline at the present doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound pleasant. Okay? But if you hold on to the Lord mantle, garment, however you want to see it, if you press on, if you keep going forward, okay, what he's doing, you may not understand it, but the Lord, my brothers and sisters, will help us understand little by little. We don't need to understand everything, but he'll begin to change us, and he'll begin to transform us. His word going into our life, deep into our hearts, soul, body, and spirit, it began to cleanse us inside. Cutting the things that are not of God, performing surgery in us that no surgeon on this earth can perform. The word, when you listen, when you receive it, when you open your heart, the word is going into your life doing surgery in you. The word of God is the greatest surgeon because the word is Jesus, and Jesus is the greatest surgeon. He formed us, he made us in the womb of our mother, my brother and sister. So as the word is going into our life, it may feel uncomfortable, some people say. But you have to take it in. You have to hear it. You have to have an ear to hear it and hear and pay close attention to the word of God and let the word of Jesus go into your life and begin to cut and remove as a surgeon the things in your life that are not pleasing to God. God goes straight to the point, right? And whatever the sin is, that we may think it's okay because our society, our parents, everything, our school has taught us that it's okay, just use a condom. Okay? Wrong. Not with God. My brother, just protect yourself, use a condom. Not with God. Okay? Or just go see the doctor to remove that thing from your belly because you're too young to raise a baby. Wrong. Okay? God will work in our life to let us know okay, that you don't need to do, you don't need to go to bed before marriage with anyone, because that's a disrespect to yourself and a disrespect to your God, okay? Not just a disrespect to yourself, but a greater disrespect to your God. And that brings great, great discipline into your life, my brothers and sisters. Some people who rejected God's discipline are in hell forever and ever. So we cannot reject his discipline. We must commit to his discipline, even if it hurts. And God knows how to work in our life where it hurts, but it doesn't hurt 100%. It hurts 3% in our soul and body. But if we truly want to know what hurt is, you got to be taken to hell and be set there for half an hour to an hour, even a day, okay? There's a brother who put up a video on YouTube, 23 minutes in hell. Okay, I forget his name. Okay, wonderful testimony. If you have not heard it, please look him up on YouTube. 23 minutes in hell. Okay, you have to hear the testimony. It's very powerful. My brother and sister, the pain, they always, thank you, Brother Joseph. The pain and suffering, the least person suffering in hell cannot compare to all the pain society have right now on earth, my brother and sister. It is tremendous, my brother and sister. People in hell scream to the top of the lung. It is indescribable. Okay? But they rejected God's discipline, my brother and sister. Things that we should never do, my brother and sister. We have to, hallelujah, humble ourselves and welcome the word and let it go in and cleanse us and purify us. Let the things that are not pleasing to God be removed by the word. The word of God cleanses us. Bill Weiss, thank you, brother. That's his name. So again, be patient thereof, brethren. We know he's talking to the church here. Okay? He's talking to the church, brethren. Okay? In order for you to be a brother or a sister, you have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And anyone who has not received the Lord, confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Believe he died and raised again on the third day according to the promise of God, the word of God, commandment of God, and thou shalt be saved, my brother and sisters. Amen. So he says, so God says, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, and we know the coming of the Lord is so close. Jesus is about to return for his bride, my brother and sister. And we know it's going to happen. You know why? Because he promised it would. That is why. Because God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. Okay? So in this, therefore, process, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, behold. Okay? And behold is like, look. Okay? Or see, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. Okay? And that God is saying here that you and I are precious to him. We're precious, valuable to him. And you may, because of what you've gone through in your life, don't think of yourself being precious. You know, because of the suffering, the misinformation, the mistreatment from your family, from people, neighbor, growing up. You may not think of yourself being precious, but let me tell you, God says that you are, and that means that you really are. Remember, from God, you hear the truth. From man, you may hear lies. And I say may because there are some truth, but most of it is lies. You can go to Harvard school, and everything you learn there is garbage to God. So this is why I tell you that you will learn from in lies. You can go to the Bruce University, and everything you learn there is garbage. That's what Paul says about his own life. Everything he knew before Christ, Paul had a PhD. I don't know how many. It was three or more. So people consider it and calculate how many PhD the Apostle Paul has. He considered all that garbage, my brother and sister, in regard to salvation in Christ, okay? So the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. And that precious, that is God waiting for us
precious in him, fruit, the fruit of the Spirit in our life, his Spirit, growing and manifesting like the fruit of love, patience. Okay? This is why you cannot say, I cannot wait any longer. Because the one of the fruit of the Spirit is patience. Okay? And so, in that fruit of the Spirit, if we have it, if it's been developing us, or coming up out to the to be you, my brother and sister, we wait. We learn to wait. And we wait in the Lord. My brother and sister, the precious fruit of the earth, how long patient for it? And God says to us, how long patient, my children? That's what he's saying to us. Wait patiently long. And we know that by now, it's not long anymore, because God told this to the people starting back in 1948 when Israel became a nation. And so the end of 1948, which is the last generation that's supposed to be alive unto the rapture, the very old. If you start calculating the year from 1948 until 2022, my brother and sister, that is about what, 70 plus years? And we know that people don't have much to die after that age, 72, and or someone please calculate that for me, my brother and sister. From 1948 to 2022, calculate how many years that. That's the age of this generation that's supposed to live the rapture, my brother and sister, experience of the rapture, of the revival, because God began promising them the revival. God began promising them the rapture, my brother and sister. 74. Thank you, brother. 74. They're 74 years old. The older brother, the older sister that have been waiting for the rapture and the revival, my brother and my sister. 74 years old. So if anyone tells you that we have 100 more years, that person that is 74 will have to realize to 174 years, that's a lie. That's impossible. Although with God, all things are possible. But in reality of age, how many people live to be 100 or 104? 1 in 1 billion. My brother and sister, about. 1 in 1 billion. So not many people can live to, hallelujah, to those years. Hallelujah. And if someone else says, oh, so we have how many years for the rapture? We don't have much. We don't have much because the time, my brother and sister, right now is telling us that it needs to happen in the near future. But most of the people that God made them the promise to see it are not going to see it. And God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. God cannot make you a promise that you're never going to see. Unless, like the children of Israel, my brother and sister, went into disobedience, and God swear they will not enter his rest, so they didn't see it. Only the children saw it. So then it has to go to the next generation, my brother and sister. But God said, this generation, Jesus said very clear, this generation, when Israel become a nation, will see the rapture, departure. This is where we are, my brother and sister. And there are some alive today. Many have already died that believe maybe the promise was not made. The promise was made to them that was born after 1948, starting in 1948. That's the promise. They saw Israel as a nation, becoming a nation in 1948. From that time on, hallelujah, at least one person needs to be alive. God knows how many are alive. I'm sure there are plenty, probably in the millions. Okay? In the millions. God can keep them alive, my brother and sister. But they're going to see it. So now here it is. Have patience for it until he receive the early rain and the latter rain. Now, latter rain is the latter revival. Latter pouring of the Holy Spirit. Rain here represents the Holy Spirit. There was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that began on Pentecost. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago with the disciple in the book of Acts. That was the early rain that began in their lives. We are the latter rain, the last. Another word for latter is last rain, last revival. I've been chosen, Jesus says to me, for the last rain, last revival. And he's showing me more than one occasion, being in the revival, alive, not my children and what I am now, my brother and sister. I am chosen for it, Jesus says to me. You're going to be there, he says. Okay? I'm going to experience being changed and transformed in my body. I was not chosen to experience death, but I was chosen to experience the transformation. It's what he showed me. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. So, he says that I'm going to be there. And he also reminded me, it's close. My brother and sister. So, before yesterday morning, the Lord, my brother and sister, hallelujah, I'm ahead of myself. Let me keep reading. I'll get to there. Praise you, Jesus. Verse 8. Be ye also patient, because in this waiting of the Lord revival, my brother and sister, which is a sure revival, the Pentecost was a sure movement of God, and so it will be in the last days, but a very effective move, because our family, those that are praying for the family, are going to see them saved, come to the Lord, and are going to see a great movement. This earth is going to experience a great movement of God, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Great movement. Okay? Thank you, Lord. So, for this latter rain, Jesus said for us to be patient. Patient. My brother and sister. Because here it is. He is working on people's heart and life right now to get them ready to bring the revival. And one of the things he showed me before this revival, this movement of God, is judgment. There's going to be a judgment upon America and the earth. Hallelujah. Very strong judgment, my brother and sister, that is going to bring people on their knees before God. And right now, that has not happened yet. And when I tell you people, I saw most every American, my brother and sister, here in the United States, most everyone brought to their knees by the judgment that the Lord brings, because they are going to know, and God has said it through different prophets, they're going to know it was God. And one of them is the economy falling. No, let me not mix the prophecy. The economy falling is about to happen. But one is the judgment upon this land, like earthquake, my brother and sister, and tsunami, like this land had not experienced ever since it was a nation, over 300 years, had never experienced the judgment that they're going to experience. And it will bring them on their knees. And that is mercy of God, in case you're wondering. Why is God doing this? Mercy. Because he wants to save us. He wants to save people in this nation. Hallelujah. And when you pray for God's mercy and God's salvation, you may not like the way God is going to do it, but it's the way to get, because people have become so hard of heart that he needs to break their pride, because it's a pride, because of pride and prosperity, my brother and sister. God needs to break those feet down, hallelujah, to H, humble. From P all the way to H, humble, humility, hallelujah, and humble them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. He needs to do this in order to get them to receive the revival he's bringing, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, my brother and sister, hallelujah, and begin, hallelujah, get ready to be going to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. It's a mercy of God that some may not understand. So be ye patient, also patient. Make, hallelujah, firm your heart. Hallelujah. How do you make your heart firm? How do you make your heart firm in the Lord? By desiring the things of God more than anything else. my brother and sister. With the heart you believe unto salvation, but also for the heart you believe unto change and transformation, my brother and sister. If you believe what you heard, God will bring to pass his promise into your life and your family, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. That by believing the word, by hearing the word and believing it, it makes your heart firm. The word cleanses your heart. And at the same time, since the word is a firm rock, solid rock, the solid foundation, it will make your heart firm in the word, because your heart is trusting in every word. It's trusting in what God is saying. And your heart becomes firm, my brother and sister. And when our heart is firm in the word of God, it cannot be moved. Something bad can happen to you. You're shaking, but you're not moving. You're still strong, solid in the rock, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. For the coming, hallelujah, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. My brother and sister, the more we weigh, the more we believe, and we have for many years, the closer he is. Hallelujah. Something drawing nigh is something coming closer. Hallelujah. And so the more we have walked, we have ran this race, the more closer we are today. The Lord showed this to me in the spirit, and he showed me a race. We were all racing. I could see the church racing all to get to heaven. And as he showed me all the track back behind us, our life, that we have ran. And when I look back, it was huge. And I was stunned at how much we have ran in the Lord. And he showed me how close we are to finish our race further ahead. And when I saw my brother and sister, the end, hallelujah, he showed it to me three times. The first time I saw it was a little farther. When he showed it the second time, it was closer. And when he showed it to me last time, I could see us about to end the race, the final line. I can see the final line. The first time I could not see the final line because it was like a curve that we needed to take. And in a curve, you cannot see unless you're in the middle of the curve, so you're ending the curve, my brother and sister. So as I went in that curve, and that last time, and I looked ahead of me, I saw the end of the line. And I could see the end of the line for us. I was so happy. Oh, our race is finally over, I kept saying. I kept thinking, we're almost there. It's just a little bit much. And I could look back how much the church I ran. It looked endless back. It looked endless to me. I could not see the beginning of the race. I can only see the end. In the end of the race that we have ran, the church, thank you, Lord. I just heard the Lord say yes. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't want to keep speaking because I heard him speaking. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes. Yes, my son, he says. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He is so awesome. He is happy. He is happy. Thank you, Lord. And the end of the race looked so close, and I got so happy. And I was running on that last revelation. This is the fourth time he showed it to me. And there was a brother behind me who still had a couple of miles to go in this race. And right before me, I was finishing the race with another brother. And I turned back. I didn't want to step on the final line. I turned back. And when I turned back, right in front of me was Jesus standing, looking at me with a face like about to cry of joy. And I said, Lord, I'm going back to help my brothers that I can see them falling, and they need my help. And the Lord says, looked at me and said, thank you, my son, for doing this for me. Have life. Like, Lord, you don't have to say thank you in your life. He's saying thank you to me. He says, thank you, my son, for helping my children, for helping me. Because if you help one of the little ones, you help him, he says. So I was telling the other brother that was almost finishing, brother, let's go back. Look, look, look. Our brothers and sisters are falling and getting hurt. Let's go back and help them. I was saying to them, Jesus, we left Jesus on my right hand there, my brother and sister, because he is the way, the true and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And I knew he was the way where we're running this race. And he is everywhere helping us. We don't see him, but he's there. But he was standing there and saying, thank you for going back to him, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Because now, no, let's help our brothers and sisters. And this is what he wants for us, to help one another. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And this race, to stay in this race, you need to stay looking at Jesus. And you may not, you cannot see literally, but your spiritual eye, your soul eyes can see him, can see his eyes, can see his face. In reality, the soul is you, my brother and sister. The spirit is what your spirit has, like a copy of your soul, the mind, the spirit mind. Your spirit mind and your soul mind are together, but they can be separated, like with COVID-19 vaccine, which is not supposed to be. That's why some people who have taken the vaccine and they have been separated from the soul, they can still remember the word, they can remember everything about their life, but the soul is not there because the spirit is still there, but not the soul. Not going to go on that anymore. We already talked about this very much. There's knowledge and memory there, which is very sad, my brother and sister. So the Lord takes me to the millennium and shows to me, my brothers and sisters. Sister was dressed in white, and my brother was dressed. Everyone is dressed for the wedding. It was all wedding, my brother and sister, all wedding. And everyone was so joyful. By this time, even the vaccinated, who have been given a second chance by God, I got a second chance, are there now. My brothers, whole completely. And everybody is joyful in the millennium. The Lord wanted me to see. He has shown me people who have been vaccinated, who showed them to me in the millennium, wholly, completely, in the Lord. Because God is a God of second chance. They should have not taken it, but God is merciful. And his mercy endure forever. I said last year, I don't have much information about all this, but since last year until now, he kept showing me and revealing me, and taking me to the millennium, taking me to the great tribulation, taking me to heaven and revealing me more and more for me to understand his great love and his great mercy. And there's still much I don't know. That's why I'm being careful what I say, because I want to wait on the Lord to reveal me more so I can come and tell you more about it. But so far, Father, show me he's going to have mercy on his children. I don't know how many of them. And the great tribulation. And get them to repent in the great tribulation.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God is merciful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me well, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Let me get my headphones here all the way on high volume here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Very good. Shalom, shalom. Welcome. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Regina. Okay. Thank you, Brother Elby. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And everyone who's listening in the Lord's Hour in the air, may God bless you. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, forgive us our sins, Lord Jesus. Cleanse us, Jesus, from all unrighteousness. I repent, Jesus, from all type and kind of a sin that I have committed against you since the day that I was born until now, in the last second of the rapture, Lord. I repent, Jesus. We repent, Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness and keep us clean, Lord. And forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Holy Father God. In the name of the Holy Lord Jesus, I pray that you will send angels, archangels, from your holy throne to back me up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, take charge of my portation, my family, and everyone here who's listening to the Lord's hour. Cover us, Lord Jesus, with your holy blood. You're always good. You're always good, Jesus. You're always good. Hallelujah. Cover me, Lord Jesus, with your holy and mighty blood and my kids, my family, Lord. Everything that belongs to me, Lord Jesus, protected to be protected, Lord. And I also pray for my brothers and sisters to be protected with the blood of Jesus, to be covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, 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 Jesus. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you will put words in my mouth and ministry your people tonight, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Jesus. Welcome, Jesus. Welcome, Holy Spirit, into this place. We repent, Jesus, from all type and kind of a sin that we have committed against you, my Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Cleanse us, Jesus, our mind, our spirit, our soul, with your holy and mighty blood. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, I'm bringing news. Hallelujah. We're so close. We're so close to the rapture, and the great tribulation will take place. For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, and never will be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus' return is imminent. Jesus' return is imminent. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, Matthew 24:29, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because the Lord is powerful and the Lord is holy. Revelation 7:14, I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, there are two ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The people who are, that are going to be left behind are going to be watched. Some of them, hallelujah, are going to be washed, their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Things are moving very fast. My brothers and sisters, welcome to the Lord's hour, my brothers and sisters. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, touch your people tonight, Jesus. Touch your people tonight, Lord. Touch your people tonight, Jesus. Holy Spirit, minister to your people tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, my daughter had a dream. And her dream, she told me that she heard the sound of the trumpet. And the sound of the trumpet sounded very, very nice. She said, it's very difficult to, you know, to come up with a sound. We try to find some sounds on YouTube about the shofar or the trumpets, but nothing gets close, my brothers and sisters. The sound, it's like, it sounds, she says, like waking up the people, but in a very, at the same time, it's strong, but at the same time, it's soft. It's not going to be, you know, I don't know how can I explain this. But it's, she showed me something similar on YouTube. It kind of go like, but very, it's very soft at the same time, strong and soft. It will not hurt your ears. It's very beautiful, my brothers and sisters. Very beautiful, and that's the sound. Hallelujah. She heard the sound of the trumpet of rapture. So I'm letting you know, my brothers and sisters, this, because there's going to be a catastrophe nuclear bomb soon. The biggest nuclear plant in Europe. We're going to be out of here, my brothers and sisters, before this happens. This plant, it is a very dangerous zone right now. This is nothing to be scared. Take it easy. Jesus has his, he has everything in control. And he doesn't want us to be scared. This is nothing to be scared. Jesus has his church in his hands, but I do need to talk about this. Europe continent, it is in a very risk situation to a huge radiation. Countries that will be affected when that happens will be 13 countries that will be in danger. Russia and China, England, Israel, Iran, America. Think about it. Some of the human instinction, when the Great Tribulation happens, my brothers and sisters, with nuclear bombs, the last days of America, we're living in a very dangerous days. The world is about to a catastrophe, billions that will die. Birth pains, pre-tribulation, the world is shaking. The church has to be in full battery church right now. The world will enter into the great tribulation any moment. At any moment, the trumpet will sound. Things are putting together like a puzzle. Russia's getting together with North Korea, China, Iran, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and many other countries. This is getting not good. Putin is getting all of his Russia allies. This is serious. Nicaragua is a platform to Russia. 11 allies from Russia are going to be in Venezuela. The same will be in Peru, Cuba, Colombia. Russia is not giving any information. Only the Lord knows. Only the Lord knows what is happening. What is happening now? My brothers and sisters, it's time to be close to Jesus with your oils, with your lamps. This is not time to be playing around or playing with your salvation right now. What is happening now that they're giving in them heavy weapons. Putin is giving them heavy weapons. All of these countries are Israel enemies. They want to destroy America so they can become the whole world power. All of these countries are going to be used. If you are afraid, go pray. A Christian full of the Holy Spirit will not be afraid or shaking. If you're scared, seek for God, because then you will be afraid without Jesus. Prophetic times we're living in. Jesus is coming, and his coming is imminent. Don't play with your salvation. Meanwhile, China is getting closer to attack Taiwan, accosing, threatening Taiwan. The days ahead of us are grave. Three dictators are communists. They have nuclear weapons. They are united. The Oriental King, Mog and Magog. Fulfillment of the scripture, my brothers and sisters, war, rumors of wars, prophetic times. We're seeing the prophetic that are getting fulfilled before our eyes. The next few days, 21 airplanes, 6 warships that are surrounding Taiwan. And at the same time, they are practicing to attack America. Hello, church. I have seen it in my dreams. Surprise, surprise. America will be surprised. Get ready. Jesus is coming. It is cooking and it's about to be served. Venezuela, it is exercising with Russia army. So it is Nicaragua. We're seeing the world is shaking. Russia is not planning to give gas to Germany this winter. Why am I saying these things to you? For you to be prepared. For you to be prepared to know what you need to buy. This winter can be trouble. Save water, propane, food, water, lots of water. Reception is coming. Prepare. 85% of the churches are with the Pope. They're working on it to have one world religion for the Great Tribulation. The rapture is about to happen. Listen, the Vatican is working on it. Only 15% of the Christians are not relating to this. And that is us, evangelicals. The world currency also is working fast with this. Digital is everywhere now. It is everywhere now. China working on it. Europe working on it. They're just waiting to name it. USA, many other countries are working on it. Japan, Suiza, they don't use cash. Everything is getting set up for the Antichrist. Hello, church. The Antichrist is moving this forward. Very important for him. We are so close to World War III. Russia, Taiwan, China, difficult times, hunger, famine is coming. All of these things are happening now. And we, the Christians, are not ignorant. We are seeing and understanding all of this. We know that the Bible does not lie to us. And all of this, hallelujah, all of this is prophetic and it is happening now. Don't play with your salvation. Run to Jesus. Come back. Come back to the house because days ahead of us are difficult. The time is running out. They want America to fall so they can get rid of it, get rid of America, so they can implant the New World Order. There's an evil plan inside of China with G5. Something will happen. They want the economy to collapse so that the New World Order can take place. Changes will come very soon. Jesus will come for his people. Jesus will come for his people. Don't be left behind. But for those that are going to be left behind, do not be deceived. And that is why I'm coming with this information. Don't trust nobody in the left behind, in the tribulation and now. Don't trust nobody, nobody except for Jesus. Trust the word of God. Trust Jesus only. Jesus is at the door. Don't look neither left or right. I'm just shocked to see what is happening now. Things are moving very rapidly. I want you to be strong and to be aware of the things that are happening so you can get prepared. So you can be aware. We are waiting for the coming of the Lord. You know what is happening with Texas right now? a conservative place. They're getting rid of the Bible. Satan is against the church and the Bible. May the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan, because the church is still here. We have to pray and stand and defend the Bible and the gospel. We have to stand in prayer. We are in a spiritual war. We have to continue to preach the truth. Only Jesus saves. Only Jesus saves. Only Jesus will take you to heaven. He is the door. We have to continue to tell people about the salvation, about repentance, about holiness, telling the people the truth about hell, about sin, the rapture, about the rapture, and about heaven, and about holiness. We have to speak the truth until Jesus come. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to seek Jesus now that he can still be found. We're not ashamed, hallelujah, of the gospel. In Texas, they're trying to get rid of the gospel because they are saying that it's false or it is uncomfortable for them. But the word of God will continue to be preached even if it hurts, even if it hurts them. Repent, Texas. Get church. America, get church. When the epidemic came, the world got reset, my brothers and sisters. They're trying to get rid of the Bible because it hurts them, because it shakes them. The Bible has principles. It will shake you. They're trying to get rid of the Bible because it bothers them with their son. They're also doing it because they have approved transgender children. They don't have the Bible. They don't want it. The Lutherans, the Methodists, all of these huge churches, mega churches, they are getting rid of the Bible little by little because the Bible accused them, because the Bible bothers them. The Bible teaches you how to find and live and please God. God is our guidance who speaks to the humanity, the Holy Bible. And today the Bible is being threatened. All of this is happening because they are preparing so that when the Antichrist appears, then the Bible will be prohibited. The Bible has been banned in the school districts in the state of Texas. And this is just the beginning of what is happening. Hello, church! Wake up! The church has to be prepared. Because all of this, it is an indication with acceleration of the Lord coming. Hallelujah. And for the Lord coming. Little by little, they're taking the Bible. What will be next? And why there is a problem? Why there's a problem with this? That then they will come against pastors, against you, against the church. Stand firm and solid, church. Satan and his demons are working hard against the church. But there are some of us, hallelujah, sotarama soba, that we are willing to continue to preach the great news, the gospel of Jesus. We are living with some borrowed time. We're borrowing time. We walk through faith now. Some says that the reception in America may start this September. China went through tremendous heat a couple days ago. Some streets, there was exploding fire because of the heat. Some people died. Some of them fainted. And all rain. Earth is crying out. Because Jesus is at the door. Find Jesus. Don't play with your salvation. There's nowhere to run. Just run to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're saying that time is running out. Time is running out. There is some precious time now. There's some precious, hallelujah, time now that we should not be wasted. We should not waste it. There's people that are solid and trusting Jesus. Praise God. Reconciled with Jesus. Are we scared? Nope. Are we scared? Nope. Because God, hallelujah, is with us. We trust Jesus. Church, it's okay. We trust Jesus. Lift up your head. The redemption is near. My daughter heard the sound of the trumpet. The rapture sound of the trumpet is very beautiful. God knows, Father, God knows the prophetic time in the calendar time. He knows his calendar. And he is in control. Find Jesus. Get more water. They want to control the water. It's time to wake up. And it's time to wake up. It's now. I'm not here to put fear on nobody. I just want you to be aware of what is going on so you can get prepared and get ready with God. Hallelujah. I recommend you to seek God. We are here to pray one another. We need to be solid and covered by the blood of Jesus and be united in these last days. Jesus is coming, and he is coming. In 2023, they're talking about the brain chip. Hello? Hello? Listen, they're talking about the brain chip. You see how close we are? Tesla company is working with this too. The mark of the beast is ready. The technology has gone way too far, incredibly. For the last 4 or 5 years, we have seen the microchip, the nanochip. 2023, they are talking about the brain chip. Through Tesla company, cell phones, there is a Neuralink by installing a microchip will originally was to treat handicapped people by installing a microchip in the brain that will move the nerve system of the body by using an application, a special phone, where they can move, but much more behind all of this. There is something hidden and grave that can manipulate your thoughts. China, about 1 month and a half ago, they spoke about a device that they created that can read the human mind. the mark. Hello, church. It can read the human mind. Now you may say, this is not true. Who can read the human mind? They have made this device that can detect the brain waves like the microwave. When the microwave warms up the food, or notice the radio waves, such as cell phone waves, like data, information, messages, text, photos, videos, you can't see it. It is all invisible. I can't explain it with details. I'm not a scientist. Enough to tell you that this is their plan. The science and technology has advanced very fast. There are many things that we don't know. But all of this has been moving by the Antichrist spirit. Why did John said, that the spirit of the Antichrist, it is already in the world? The economy, the famine, the war, the climate changes. The church with so much false teaching. When Jesus said, look, that no one deceive you. Because there is possible, it will be possible that even his elect will be deceived and tricked by the enemy. So the platform is ready for the Antichrist. The mark of the beast is getting ready. In Suiza, they already got the chip in their hands. And unfortunately, in Israel, they got that something, the nano chip. They are already controlling us through our cell phones, passports, license, your ID, medical registration, you name it, so many thousand times. The mark of the beast is already prepared. Earthquakes, climate changes, tornadoes, volcanoes, heavy rain in some places, heat in some places. The earth is crying out. The Christ is coming. I'm calling everyone who is listening, hallelujah, in the Lord's hour, to seek God now that he can still be found. Reconcile with God. God is calling you. If you have ears, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Today, tonight, it's the time to come to Jesus. Why? It's everything. Being prepared. The platform is ready for the Antichrist. The Antichrist any moment will break through the crowds and public. But that will happen when the Church of Christ will be taken in glory. The church is about to leave in a white cloud. Praise the living God. And the world will enter in 7 years of great tribulation. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And the sad news is that there are millions that are not ready. They don't have oil in their lamps. Are you ready? If the Lord will come in this hour, pray. Pray for your family. Pray for yourself. Pray for your kids, pray for your friends, pray for everybody, and pray for us. Hallelujah. Pray for our family, whoever comes here in the Lord's hour. Pray for all of us. It is not easy to come here to bring the truth and to expose evil. Jesus is coming. Get ready. The big one, earthquake, is close too. Hallelujah. But Maranatha, the king, is at hand. California earthquake is very close. Now listen, here's another one. Joe Biden wants to sign a deal with Iran. If they sign this deal, they will be giving Iran money, billions of dollars that will be given to the terrorists, money. The money that we pay taxes, they're going to use it for that. Money that will be giving to Hezbollah. If they unfroze their account, they will be they're going to be very rich, and this is serious. The world is getting worse. Iran is Israel's enemy. Enemy of the world. Israel will not allow that Iran will have a nuclear bomb. If Netanyahu comes back, he said it will not be allowed. Biden is the most dangerous president. If USA is against Israel, listen to this. If USA is against Israel, this will make God angry even more, and America will not be blessed anymore. As soon as this happens, they will be against Israel, and God will be against America. This is the situation that we are seeing right now. This is how close we are. See how close we are? See, hallelujah, how close we are to God's return and God's judgment. Israel will not allow this. Let's pray, because Israel is the land of God. And this is getting close. Jesus' return is imminent. The great tribulation will be a soul scene that has never been seen before. Even the Bible tells us that. Earth is crying out because Jesus is coming. Your family, your friends, everybody needs to know that Jesus' return is imminent. This is not to cause you fear. This is not to cause you fear, but for you to be right with God, for you to be prepared with God, and for you to get your house in order. If you don't know Jesus, run to him now. If you are away from Jesus, come back to him. Reconcile with him. Wake up the coldness, the lukewarm. Hallelujah. Because his return is imminent. Praise your name, Jesus. The word of God tells us, for then, Matthew 24:21, for then there will be great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, it never will be. This is not time to be playing with our salvation, my brothers and sisters. Daniel tells us in 9:24, 70 weeks are decreed by your people in your holy city to finish their transgressions, to put an end to sin. Put an end to your sin. Put an end to your sin now and get right with God. And to atone for iniquity, to bring an everlasting righteousness, to seal both visions and prophet, and to anoint a most holy place. Revelation 13:5, and the beast was giving a mouth, uttering howdy and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. I feel really bad and sorry for the people that are going to be left behind and people that are going to have to go through this. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Run to the Lord. Run to the Lord. Hallelujah. Seek Jesus now that he can still be found. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at with the technology that we have right now, Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world. It's a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Don't you think that we are there now with all the technology that the world has? My brothers and sisters, his return is imminent. We have to be right with God. Hallelujah. Things are moving everywhere. And God is in control. God has allowed Russia and China and all these countries to go to do what they're doing right now, because Jesus' return is imminent. Because this is going to make the very, very rapidly for the Lord, hallelujah, to come. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming for his church. He's coming for his church. Nobody knows the day and the hour. But boy, what we're seeing. What we're seeing right now. What is happening right now? These people are just getting ready. They're practicing. And the platform is already ready for the Antichrist. And China is he wants, China wants to get this microchip that supposedly it is better right now than America, and that's what they're just fighting for power, and they want that chip. When the church is gone, my brothers and sisters, oh my goodness. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be a lot of control, a massive of control, because that's who Satan is. That's how that describes him, the enemy, because he's a controlling creature and manipulates a situation too. That's those are his characteristics. And we do not you don't want to be here to find out. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know in what day your Lord is coming. The Word of God tells us, Matthew 24:42, stay awake. It's stay awake. This is staying awake. It's staying awake is just praying, you know, waiting for the Lord return, staying away from the world, staying away from sin, and also finding out what is happening. So nothing will get you off guard. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be dark and the moon will give its light and the stars will fall. All of this is going to happen as soon as the rapture happens, my brothers and sisters, as soon as the church leaves, immediately, says the Word of God. After the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light and the stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. It's going to be beautiful for the church. We're going to be out of here. But it's going to be really bad for the tribulation, for those that are going to be left behind. And remember this verse, while they're saying peace and security, while people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains, because they're going to be tricked. As labor pains come upon the pregnant woman, and they will not escape. See, when the tribulation after the rapture, when the tribulation takes place, it's all going to be lies. Everything is going to be deception. There's going to be people are not going to have peace. See, the enemy is going to deceive them. He's going to trick them with a false peace. For God has not destined us for wrath. Tribulation is not for the church. It's going to take us out of here because we're not destined for wrath. Those are for the world, for the people that are going to be in the tribulation, for the people that are going to be left behind. But to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, as the verse 1 Thessalonians 5:9, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. The distress of Jacob, that's going to be the 7 days of tribulation. Let's pray. Let's pray, my brothers and sisters. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, help us to stay ready. Help us to stay ready with you and help us to keep our house in order and to warn and to tell others that your return is imminent. Lord Jesus, we pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, forgive us our sins that we repent. Cleanse us, Lord, from all unrighteousness. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, friends that are listening, give your life to Jesus now before it's too late. Hallelujah. And give your life saying, hallelujah. Jesus, forgive my sins. I repent. I repent. Cleanse me, Jesus, with your holy, hallelujah, and mighty blood. Cleanse me. Cleanse my soul, my mind, my spirit, everything about me, and forgive my sins. Forgive me every type and kind of a sin that I commit against you since the day that I was born until now in the last second of the rapture. Write my name in the book of life. Write my name in the book of life and take me out of here when this happens, when you come for your people, for the church, take me. May I be found worthy, Lord Jesus, and help me so. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Tell him, help me, help me, help me, Jesus. Help me to make it. Help me to stay away from temptation. Help me to stay away from sin. Help me to stay away from the world. Help me, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for always taking care of me. Thank you for always watching over me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for always watching over my family, letting him know. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you're good. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we will be found worthy, Lord. Help us to stay right with you. Help us to stay solid with you. Help us to stay strong in faith. Help us to stay, hallelujah, spiritually and physically strong, Lord. Heal me, Lord Jesus. If you are sick, letting him know. Heal me, Lord Jesus. I pour the blood of Jesus all over me. The blood of Jesus all over my body. And heal me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I praise you. I'll give you the glory and the honor to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to stay right and stay ready with you, Lord. And to stay, hallelujah, focused on you, trusting in your word, trusting in you only, Jesus. Nobody. But just your word and in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stay tuned in the Lord's hour. Listen. Listen to, hallelujah, Pastor Albie and everyone else is here who comes to preach. And the with the Lord's hour. Because it will teach you and it will show you. Hallelujah. It will help you to stay right with God and to stay in holiness and to stay in repentance. Because we come here, hallelujah, to warn the people of God and also to let them know about his love. God, hallelujah, is full of mercy. And also, he died for us for love, but also to let people also know that he's a consuming fire. And we can We can't play games, and we can't, my God, we can't do those things. We have to live in righteousness and holiness, and we have to be doers of his word. Action, action, hallelujah. It's what God wants. God doesn't want you to only just letting him know, Lord, 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 I love you, but there's no action. Action will be obedience. Hallelujah. We stay in obedience with the Lord. Obeying God is that's the way how we love God. Obeying his word and obeying to what he has commanded us through his prophets, through his servants. Hallelujah, through his teaching, we obey, hallelujah, God. And we stay in obedience and we stay in righteousness and we stay in holiness because that's what pleases God. And here in the Lord's hour, that's what we tell people. Amen. Praise God. Pray for us. Pray for everyone who comes here and preaches, for Brother Elby, Brother Body, and me and my family. Pray for us because we do need a brothers and sisters to come here and to tell people and warn people and for people to be aware and for people to stay right with God and to expose evil. It's not easy. It's not easy to come here and just do those things because the enemy, even though God protects us, he takes care of us. But the enemy, he works. You know, that creature and his demons, they work. They work a lot. I don't know how many hours they work. I have no idea, and I don't even want to know. But that's what their goal is to finish the church. And also to come against, you know, God's people. And that is why we need prayer. And we pray for all of you. May God protect you and bless you. Hallelujah. But we got to stay together, brothers and sisters. We have to stay united. United, united, solid, strong in faith and being together and to pray one another. Because that is how we're going to stay, hallelujah, is strong. We stay strong like that. One of the things that the enemy does to break people apart and to break the church is make people be not united. And so you don't let that happen. Don't go left or right or gossiping or just doing this or saying this. Those are things of the flesh and the enemy. Just stay pleasing God and united, getting along with people, you know, staying united. Because if staying united, that is strong. Here in the Lord's hour, in your house, everywhere you go, everywhere you are, just stay right with God and stay, put your house in order. God is good, but he's also a consuming fire. Remember that. There's heaven. There's hell. God does not like sin. He loves us. He loves us, but he doesn't like sin. We have to please God every day. We have to obey God every day. And that's how we love him, by obedience. That's how we love God. If we don't obey him, we're not loving him. It's through obedience. It's the same thing with having faith. It is impossible to please God without faith, says the word of God. And that's another big one for God. Don't let your faith tremble. Don't let your faith go to another place, listening to these messages, just stay strong. This is not to bring any fear, but for you to be aware and prepare. A solid church and a church where people that are full of the Holy Spirit, nothing moves them. Nothing makes them afraid, because God is with us and he will protect us and he is going to take care of us. Now, these are things for us to know, so then we will know. We will know what to do. They're saying the water is going to be next. Remember when the pandemic was happening in 2019, that everyone was going crazy for toilet paper and paper towel, and people were just buying masks and the sanitizer and a lot of things that were missing out. And, you know, it could be that the next one will be water, my brothers and sisters. So get water. Buy a heat without, you know, you don't have to connect it. And you do need a special gas for that heat, just in case, you know, if we're going to have a strong winter, we don't know. I don't know. I don't know yet, but what they're saying is that the climate changes are happening right now, and we don't know how this winter is going to be. So just be prepared. Don't wait. You know, if we get a cold winter, hey, you are prepared. If it didn't happen, at least you have it. You have it for, like, when it happens. But that's what they're talking about. They're talking about that it could be a cold winter. They're talking about that water is gonna be a problem, you know, to find it. So get things ready and prepare for your family, for your house. Not only that, food. I mean, the Lord has been letting us know to have all these things, you know, water and food in our houses. Amen. And I don't know if these things are gonna take place before the rapture or after the rapture. I have no idea, my brothers and sisters. Only the Lord knows. I know that the rapture is imminent, but I don't know. Only God the Father knows. Amen. But we just gotta be prepared. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Stay, hallelujah, focus. Stay, hallelujah, ready, rapture ready, and prepare, and always with your head up, because your redemption is near. The King is coming back. The King is coming back, and he's coming, hallelujah, for an obedient church, for a holiness church, for righteousness church, hallelujah. He's coming for his people. Don't play with your salvation. Run to the Lord. If you're being backsliding, come back to Jesus and get reconciled with the Lord and seek the Lord and repent. Hallelujah. And if you are being lukewarm, just get in fire for God. Get in heat. Get in fire. Because the Lord wants us to stay like that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants us to stay. Hallelujah. Always, hallelujah, praising him. Praise your name, Jesus. Praying, you know, fasting. He wants us to stay, to be ready, and he wants us to do all these things out of obedience, because it pleases the Lord. And don't be afraid, because the Lord is with you. The Lord is with us. The Lord will never leave us. It will always be with us. It will always be with us until, hallelujah, our redemption, until he take us home. Amen. Praise God. Pray for your family. Pray every day. Pray, continue to pray. Continue to, hallelujah, wait for the Lord. For the Lord return. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. May the glory, hallelujah, and the honor, the glory and the honor be given to you, my Lord. It's all yours, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us. Thank you for always taking care of us and guiding us. You are awesome. Praise your name, Jesus. And Holy Spirit and Father God, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you so much for the Holy Spirit. And be with us. Hallelujah. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you for protecting us, for sending angels around us. Hallelujah. To fight the good fight. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. Until next time. And keep looking up because the King is coming back. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Stay focused, 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 solid, solid, strong, strong, strong as a rock, solid, 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 strong with a strong faith. Amen. May God bless you. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Shalom, shalom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Shalom, people of God. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just want to bless the Lord for each and every one of you. I pray that all of us are still striving. We are marching forward. We are not giving up. We are not turning back to the world. But we are trusting in God to take us through this life. Sorry for the background. But I just want to share this very quick, important message with us. Bible says, according to St. John chapter 16, it says,
Blog Talk Radio.
is the day, and now is the time, and this is the place, and I'll no longer look back, and I'll no longer wonder when, but I'll declare now is the time, and the Spirit of God shall work in my house, and in my family, and in my children, and in my address, not someplace else, but in my house, and the Spirit of God shall rest upon me, so you can declare it and shout it out loud. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad.
Even when
for the
I don't
things you reached
down
and made so wrong,
you never stop. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, even when I don't see it, you never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you even when I don't see that you're working, you never stop working.
The things of the past,
you never
and
stop,
the visions
you
and
never
the dreams
stop
of the past
working.
That seem so far away and seem so big, and now they've come and they're here today. No longer wondering when or wondering how, but now declaring by my Spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way. And by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua, mighty Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, brother Elvis Shapata. I hope everyone can hear me fine. Thank you, Lord. If you hear me low, let me know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to make sure we are heard. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We want to bring the word of the Lord. Amen. The message of the Lord in the last days before the return of Jesus. Amen. For his bride that have made herself ready. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Hallelujah. We're living in the last of the last before the shofar sound, the trumpet sound, going to sound. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Years ago, the Lord showed me that before the trumpet sound, about 50 to 16 years ago, I remember going to work, and the Lord showed me, hallelujah, that I will be working with people. And before the trumpet sound, the shofar, in a dream he showed me, hallelujah, thank you, brother. There will be, he brought me here into the United States. It did not look pretty. But those that we were walking together,
as time was going by, or those that was listening to the ministry, praise your Lord, were like running away. Hallelujah. Because everything was great, but then people got desperate, like we are today, and began to say, you know what? I'm not going to wait anymore. Shalom, Brother Joseph. Shalom to each and one of you. Amen. And it happens a lot. It happens a lot. My brother and sister, praise your Lord. This is why we work with 10 people, like 10,000 people, the same. Shalom, sister. Amen. It's important that we understand that we're not looking for number. We're looking for the Lord. We were working for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus had 12 disciples. And when things got really hard, hallelujah, they wanted to go. As the multitude left the Lord. And it was revealed to Peter, to whom do we go? To whom? Whom will give us a word of life? And it was only Jesus there. John the Baptist has been beheaded. John the Baptist, God was using him to give him word of life. Now comes Jesus, the Son of God, and the real word, the true word of God. And he was given them the real manna from heaven. Their parents receiving in the wilderness manna from God. And Jesus, who gave them the manna, who sent the manna to them from heaven, now came himself. He sent his messenger twice to them, or many times. And they would not listen to God's messenger. Moses was one of them. Abraham was one of them. Isaac and Jacob was their God's messenger. Joseph was God's messenger. Until God, the Lord says, all right, I'll go myself. And he came to his own. But his own receive him not. Okay? Don't be surprised when your own people don't receive you. Because they didn't receive the Lord. And I'll tell you, no one was greater preacher than him. No one was greater messenger than Jesus. In his own people, the Jewish people, did not receive him. Their heart was not ready for him. They were not ready. Because in order for you to be ready with him, you have to be walking with him in spirit first. Before you encounter his person, the person of Jesus, hallelujah, right before you, you need to be walking with him in spirit. And there were very few who listened to John the Baptist who began to walk this walk of the Spirit with God, my brother and sister, before he manifested himself over them. This is what's going to happen with the bride of Christ who is walking with Jesus. As they walk with him in spirit now, they're going to see his manifestation, the true person of him manifested. Now it's in spirit. Now you cannot see him as the disciple walked with John. They could not see him. But then he came and manifested himself to them in the flesh. My brother and sister, the bride of Christ, the Lord has shown this to me over the years. During the revival, I'm going to show myself to them. They're going to see me face to face. And they are going to receive order from me, instruction from me, face to face. I will handle them from my hand to their hand. And I saw this. Jesus showed me this. The instruction to my children, to my people. And I was standing before him and I bowed my head and I said, yes, Lord, I'm using you to prepare them. But I'm going to manifest myself to them. He says, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. And that is exactly what's going to happen very soon. During the 3 days of darkness and after the 3 days of darkness, you're not going to need a preacher anymore. You're not going to need a pastor or a prophet anymore. Our job will be done talking to people from God. He's going to manifest himself to you face to face. And you're not going to hear a different message. You're going to hear him. Hallelujah, what he's been speaking. Because whatever he says through the Holy Spirit is who he is, my brother and my sister. Praise the Lord. So I know a lot of people have a lot of doubt and question. Hallelujah. But he's getting you ready now. to manifest to you. But right now, he expects you to walk in the Spirit, trusting the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life. This is what he's doing now. He wants you to trust him through the person of the Holy Spirit. He is guiding you to all truth. You can ask him to lead you, to teach you, my brother, my sister. Thank you, Lord. The title of the message tonight, hallelujah, is God wants the real you to repent. I'm going to explain myself. Hallelujah. Let me read a Bible verse from 1 Thessalonians. The Apostle Paul went to the Thessalonians very anointed and brought them this word in 1 Thessalonians 5:22. And the message was a short message. This is what he says to them. Abstain or keep yourself from appearance of evil. All appearance. Hallelujah. Appearance is something that looks real, but it's not. Someone can pretend to be something that is not. That is an appearance. I didn't have this much knowledge about appearance. I understood the meaning of the word, and I understood what God's been working in my life for years. My brother insisted. The many times the Lord came to me and rebuked me, hallelujah, to show me how he wants us to walk with him. Many times after he rebuked me, I became, hallelujah, wondering or concerned. But sometimes he will rebuke me. He will come and rebuke me. And then he will come and comfort me, my brother and sister. Because he knew I was struggling with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we give our life to Jesus, we go to church like everybody else. But I was not receiving in church what God wanted me to receive. The change to being like Christ, it was not exactly what I was receiving in church, my brother insisted. And it's because the message of God has been watered down so much over the years, hallelujah, that is dangerous. A lot of time to be going to church is dangerous. My brother insisted, because the false teaching, as Jesus spoke this to me a few years ago, he says, my son, if you sit there and you listen to false teaching, you are sinning. God will hold you responsible as sinning, he says to me. And of course, in my mind, I'm thinking, Lord, but I'm not the one preaching the false teaching. I'm listening to the message. But he said, if you sit there and receive the message of false teaching, God hold you responsible as sinning. And to me, I didn't learn this in church, my brother and sister. I heard it directly from Jesus. Hallelujah. False teaching is so wicked and evil that we got to make sure we stay away from false teaching, my brother and sister. Again, the Apostle Paul, staying from all appearance of evil. Hallelujah. The Lord took me to hell not long ago. And he brought me to hell and had me stand in hell. Well, a demon, I saw someone there, a Christian lady that I knew for many years. She ended up in hell, my brother insisted. And the Lord had me standing next to her, not too far from her, while a demon who seems to know her very well says to her, here, the demon said, Shalom, Jenner, you cannot pretend to be anybody else, the demon says. And I was wondering what the demon was talking about. But the demon had long nails and began to poke her body. And she was telling the demon, leave me alone. Leave me alone, I told you. The demon kept saying to the demon, the woman kept saying to the demon, leave me alone. Okay? And the demon kept saying to her, on earth, you live a life of pretending to be in someone else. But not here. Here, we know who you are, the demon says to her. And I'm standing there. The Lord had me standing there to listen to the conversation and to see what was going, what was happening. And the demon with a long nail kept poking her body, hurting her, until she began to turn into this person that I didn't know and began to curse this demon out. My brother insisted, with horrible language, evil language. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. And what God wanted me to see is that we cannot fake God. We cannot fake to being a Christian. We cannot fake to being a real Christian. In heaven, we cannot fake. We cannot deceive God in any way, shape, or form. Neither can we deceive the demon of hell, neither. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. It's not of God for us to deceive anybody. This woman while on earth pretended to be a nice Christian before the face of the brothers and sisters. But when they would turn around, turn back and leave her, she would begin to gossip against her and criticize them with no mercy. My brother and sister, and I wonder about this behavior and what God would think about this. But the Lord wanted to show me that we cannot be actors. The word actors comes from the original Bible word, hypocrite. In the Greek, the word hypocrite is translated to the word actors, my brother insisted. And people like to watch actors, from Hollywood, my brother insisted. But the fact of the matter is fake. It's not real. If not of God, it doesn't please God, my brother insisted. And the part of us that God wants us to repent before him is the part when someone cut you in line and you turn around and you get angry at this person and you let this person have it. My brother insisted. When God, someone cut you in front in your car, and you take your hand out and you take your middle finger to that person, that is the person that God wants us to repent daily, my brother and sister. Not the one that is pretending to be a Christian, but the one that when someone says something that you don't like and you curse that person out and you tell them, get out of my faith, get out of my house, I don't want to see you anymore. That's the person that God wants us to repent. The real you, because that is the real you. The one that curses people off. The one that gets angry at people. The one that lets people have it. The one that is impatient. The one that is not willing to wait. That is the one that God wants to be in daily repenting. My brother insisted, the one that said, I'm not going to take this from you, and punch the other person. That's the one that God wants us to repent. That's the one that needs to be in daily repenting, that needs to be confessing the sin daily. People say, Brother Elvie, why do we need to be in daily repenting? Why do we need to repent so much? Think about your life. Think about what you do every day. Think about how you go about your life. Think about the things that go through your mind, through your heart, of those that have hurt you in the past, those that have come against you in the past. How do you feel back then of those that have done evil to you? Do you pray for their salvation? Do you pray for mercy? As Jesus said, love thy enemy. Pray for them that persecute you. My brothers and sisters, loving your enemy is the harder things to do. It will take all of sincere you, the real you, to love someone who's been coming against you. It's going to take the real you. And if the real you had not been repenting, God has given us millisecond in time. Hallelujah. I don't believe there's second in the spirit of the rapture. If there is anything left, it's millisecond. You have millisecond. We have millisecond to repent, repent, confess our sin, our real sin, our real bad behavior, our real bad emotion, are you about thinking or gossiping, my brother and sister, God Almighty? Oh, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has given us some time. It's given us time to repent, to confess our sin, to confess our trespasses daily, that we may be found worthy to escape. When that trumpet sound, when that shofar sound, God Almighty is merciful. And he's saying in his throne, I want to save you, my child. I want you to come to my kingdom. I want you to come to my throne. But in the condition that you are in, how are you going about your life with so much unconfessed sin? So much unconfessed behavior, my brother and sister. Oh, my Lord, oh, my God. Why do we need to repent so much? It's because we sin so much. It's like there's an automatic button in our life that is being pressed by the enemy, and we go on sinning. My brother and sister, that is so dangerous. So, so dangerous. God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Bible has been clear with that. 2 Corinthians 10:7. Do you look up on the things according to the outward appearance? If any man trusts himself that he is in Christ, let him himself think again that he is in Christ. Even so, we are in Christ. This is an inner, hallelujah, checked every day we need to do before God. The real us need to repent. God wants the real us to be confessing our sin, to be confessing our trespasses, not the appearance one. You know that appearance in the Bible. Hallelujah. Obtain from all appearance of evil. Our appearance are evil according to the Bible. Appearance are of the devil who pretend to be a lamb when he is a wolf, my brother insisted. That is appearance. Hallelujah, that is not pleasing to God, because God knows exactly who he is. God knows exactly who we are before him. God knows when we are pretending. God knows when we're being actors, hypocrites. Jesus, nothing holds him back from calling his disciple hypocrite, from calling the multitude hypocrite. My brother and sister, nothing stopped the Lord from calling them, because he was looking for something from them. Hallelujah. And it was for them to repent. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, he says to the Pharisee in Matthew 6:2, therefore, when ye, hallelujah, thou givest time, do not sound trumpet. When you give an offering, do not sound trumpet before thee. Or as the hypocrite do in the synagogue, in the street, that they may have glory of man. I verily say unto you, they have their reward. In other words, in heaven, they will not be rewarded. Men have seen what they've done. They have made the trumpet sound before them. They have made people say, oh, look what so-and-so gave. Oh, no, my brother and sister. He says that we won't be this way. Hallelujah. That we will not be hypocrites, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:16, moreover, when ye fast, talking about the fasting, don't be as the hypocrite. And a sad countenance for the disfigure of their face, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. When we fast, we don't go around telling people I'm fasting unless you have to. Unless we have to. Unless someone's offering us food or something, I'm sorry. Okay? I'm fasting. But we need to be very, very careful how we say it. My brother and sister, no, hallelujah, my brother and sister. And then he says in Matthew 15:7, you hypocrite, well I did as I said the prophet prophesied saying, hallelujah. He even warned them that in his words to the prophet Isaiah, he called him hypocrite, because that was their lifestyle. They thought that was okay. And it's not okay with God when we are actors, when we are hypocrites. My brother insisted, he wants us in daily repenting, because every time, my brother and sister, we sin, And whatever we're struggling with, God wants to hear from us. If you're struggling to be real, he wants to hear you say, God, I'm sorry I've been a hypocrite. I'm so sorry, Lord, I've been a hypocrite all this year. Would you help me to be a genuine disciple, a real disciple, a real follower of you, Lord? I don't want to be a hypocrite anymore, Lord. I want to be real, Lord. That whatever you ask me to do, Lord, I will do. I will do. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. A dear woman of God, ask the Lord, Lord, do you like it when I change my hair, Lord, when I change my hair color? And the Lord says, no, my daughter. I would prefer you leave your hair natural. But Lord, because you know amazing, Lord, I get white hair, Lord. And the Lord says, I know, my daughter, but I would prefer you leave your hair the way it is. Hallelujah. Because she seeks this after Lord. But anyone else who like to change their hair color, if the Lord mentioned that to the person, it will be angry. Unless they ask the Lord truly from the heart and say, Lord, do you really want me to stop coloring my hair, Lord? And the Lord said, yes, my daughter, I want you to stop doing that. You are doing an obedient to the Lord. He's not going to force you. He's not going to make you. He will let you do it if he wants to. But if you ask him, he will say, no, my daughter, I would prefer you leave your hair natural, the way I made your hair. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Obedient to God is always better than sacrifice. You can do a lot of things, my brother and sister. But when you ask the Lord, Lord, I've been doing this. Is this pleasing unto you? The Lord may say, no. But are you ready to receive kind of guidance from the Lord? Are you ready to receive that word from the Lord when he was saying, no, my daughter? Don't put lipsticks on your face and on your mouth, my daughter. Hallelujah. Don't put all this makers on your face, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Are you ready to hear the Lord about all this? Or is that something you won't pray about? You'll never ask the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, because the Lord will guide you. The Lord will teach you. He will lead you. And you're always better off when the Lord leads you and guides you. Or the Lord will allow you to have these things. My brother and sister, praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:5, thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine eyes, and then thou shalt see clearly, then to cast out the mud out of the brother's eyes. Praise the Lord. And this is the people, excuse me, that like to go around always telling people they're wrong. And people are trying, they are repenting, they're seeking the Lord, but to these people it's never enough. I'm going to tell you one thing. God did not call us to judge anybody. The judge is in heaven. He is the judge that God has chosen, according to the book of Acts, to judge the living and the dead. But it doesn't say that we are to judge the living. Hallelujah. The living and the dead, my brother and sister. But you hear some Christian going around judging even the dead, the living and the dead, when Christ is the one chosen to do that. My brother and sister, God did not choose us to do that. Christ has been chosen to do that. But they love to go around, my brother and sister, judging other people. And the Lord has a word for them. Hallelujah. Cleanse yourself first. Hallelujah. Watch what's in your life first that is not pleasing to God. If you look into your own life after many things that is not pleasing to God, you will not have time to judge anybody else. I tell you, my brother and sisters, hallelujah. You will have no time to judge everybody else if you're repenting your sin sincerely before God. If you are confessing your sin every day sincerely before God, you will have no time to judge anybody else, because we have many things that we need to confess. We have many things in our life that need to be changed by God. And if we spend the time fasting and praying, asking God to change us, to change the thing in our life that is not pleasing to him, my Lord, my God. I remember when I asked the Lord the things that were in my life. He said, reveal to me the things that were in my life that were not pleasing to him. And I said, Lord, help me to change these things. Reveal them to me, Lord, that I know specifically what they are. And when the Lord began to show me, he began to speak them to me. He came to me. And he began to tell me the things in my life that were not pleasing to him. I was stunned because he kept going about the list of the things. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah, it made me sick. I wanted to vomit. My brothers and sisters, because there are things in our life not pleasing unto the Lord. And when we take it in prayer before the Lord, when he revealed to us what they are, we spend most of our time repenting them. I tell you, I'm honest with you. I spend more time repenting my sins. My brothers and sisters, I'm surprised the time I spend. Why? Why do I spend so much time every day repenting my sins? Because if I ask the Lord to show me what they are, he will show me what they are. My brother and sister, and you don't take things like this lightly. A lot of people take them lightly. They think a 5 minutes repenting is enough. No. It's what God will lead you to repent. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I preached about this years ago, and there was a sister listening to me. And the Lord revealed to her that she has spent most of her life judging and criticizing other people. That now God wanted her to be in repenting and to be in praying for other people. She wrote to me and said, Brother Elvie, I began to consecrate my life before the Lord in prayer. And you know how many hours I've been spending daily in prayer with God? 8 hours, Brother Elvie. 8 hours, almost to 9 hours in prayer of the many things, hallelujah, I've been praying about. Hallelujah. You don't know all the things that God needs to change in our life. In order for us to be like Christ, remember that word, like Christ, praise the Lord. What happened to the rest of the things that we have, that we haven't confessed? The word is actors, good actors, great hypocrites. Hallelujah. As Jesus called his disciples, my brother and sister, hallelujah. Jesus had no problem calling his disciple hypocrite. He called the Pharisee hypocrite, my brother and sister, but he also called his disciple hypocrite. Hallelujah. Because we can be good actors. Hallelujah. But it doesn't help us with God. It doesn't help us with the Lord, my brother and sister, at all. Because we're just being hypocrite. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, he wants us to repent. Hallelujah. He wants us to confess our sin. He wants us to confess our trespasses. This is the beginning. Hallelujah. This is the beginning of a relationship with him. If you're not confessing your sin and trespasses, you're not willing to walk with him. Although you've been saying like an actor, I want to walk with God. I want to walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. We can be good actor with God and tell God, God, I want to walk with you. And God will hear us and see us and say, what a good actor. What a hypocrite. Because if I tell you to repent this or that or this or that, you will turn around angry of God, my brother and sisters. At one time, as I said to the Lord, I've been repenting. And most of the things I did was repenting. And Jesus, I asked, Lord, what else, Lord? And the Lord said, there's still in your heart unforgiveness to your brothers and sister. Jesus says to me back then in the church. I said, Lord, I've been repenting this, and you have much unforgiveness in you, my son, to your brothers and sisters. You have judged them, and you have not forgiven them. Whoa. Whoa. Lord. Hallelujah. I will help you with this. Ask me to help you, he says. Jesus says to me, because he had told me, I want you to spend your time in fasting and prayer with me, in my word, he says. Yes, Lord. And that's what I did every day. Then he revealed me this. I will heal you from this. Hallelujah. Because the enemy will use that against you. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. When you have unforgiveness against someone else, you cannot look at that person straight in the face. You cannot tell that person, I love you. If you do, you've been a great hypocrite, great actor. God, the one has to go around our life daily being an actor, being a hypocrite before him. God wants us to be sincere. God wants us to be real as he is real. Hallelujah. Why haven't God destroyed the earth? Because God loved his enemy. He made his sun come out over good and evil. He made his rain come out over good and evil. He makes the grass come out and produce bread, produce fruit, produce everything humanity needs over good and evil. God can see Bill Gates and all these men who don't care about God in their life. Hallelujah. Using their money for evil. And still he's having mercy on them. Still his love for them. He went to the cross. Jesus went to the cross for them. And in the moment Bill Gates said, God forgive me. I repent of my sin and trespasses. He welcomed him. He'll forgive him. He'll write his name in the Lamb Book of Life. My brother and sister, he don't care who. Hallelujah. He's merciful. Hallelujah. He loves everyone. He forgives everyone who repents. My brother and sister, he doesn't reject anyone. This is what the question that the disciple had when they followed Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the Samaritan were judged and rejected by the Jewish people. The Gentile were rejected by the Jewish people. Hallelujah. They thought it was so special in their pride. And when Jesus came, hallelujah, he went about up and down loving them. Hallelujah. He didn't care to feed them. He didn't care to help them and love on them. Hallelujah. And when the Samaritan woman was there to drag water out of that hole, Jesus right there with her. There's been many people studying why did Jesus send his disciples to go get food while he was talking to the Samaritan woman. Because he knew they were not being able to understand his love and mercy for everyone. His disciples were not ready yet. He knew this. And if any of them will remain what Jesus was speaking to the Samaritan woman with such a great love, mercy, and care, they would have said something. They would have told that woman, get out of here, woman. You're not a Jew. And Jesus would have rebuked that disciple and said, what are you doing? I'm here to give my life for that woman. I'm here to give my life for everyone. My brother and sister, he loved everyone. He didn't reject anyone. Anyone that comes to him, including the Romans, could come to Jesus. And he will, hallelujah, receive them with open arm and open heart for them in love. And that was too much for the disciple. That's why they didn't understand him until he died and resurrected on the third day. When they saw his power, when they saw what he's able to do, then their mind, their understanding was open. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. There are many people still that have not understand the love of God. That think that God is only for a certain people, a certain race. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. There were years ago, there was a belief in churches that God was only for the white people. And they rejected the black. My brother and sister. And it was hard for the black people to be saved. Because the white people would keep them away when they were slaves. Because they thought Jesus was white. And that Jesus was only for the white people. They were totally wrong. They had no understanding of the love and mercy of God. And it took hundreds of years in America and around the world for black people to come to Christ and serve him like anybody else. Because all people thought about them, the white, that they were good only to be slaves and nothing else. They were wrong. The love of God is for everybody, my brother and sister. And in order for you to understand the love of God, you got to understand the precedents that open the heart, hallelujah, for other races, hallelujah, like Lincoln. President Lincoln understood the love of God because it was in him burning like a torch, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He had love for the slave like none of the white people can understand, my brother and sister, and wanted them to be free, my brother and sister, to serve God, to go to church like anybody else, to see God, to have Bible study, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Because he understood that was a right given by God for humanity, to serve God, to see God, to be free for him and not be enslaved, my brother and sister. Many still have not understood it to this day. Hallelujah. Many will have to go to heaven by grace ye are saved and face God and even have the Lord rebuke them in heaven and say, this thinking of you has been wrong. This is not mine. This is of your flesh. Hallelujah. This is not mine, my child. Hallelujah. This is who I am. Look to my throne and see all the races that serve me, that are free in me. Look at the Chinese. Look at the Japanese in my throne. Look at all the African in my throne, my child. Look at all the nations serve me and are free in me. Hallelujah, how they seek me, and I welcome each and one of them, and I love each and one of them as my child. I don't reject none of them. I made them in my image, in my likeness. Hallelujah. When you love them, you love me. If you reject one of these little ones, you reject me also. Hallelujah. You will be touched by the love Jesus has for them, by the mercy of God for every one of them. How each and one of them are unique and special to him because he made them so. He thought about them before the foundation of this earth. Before he made the earth, they were in his heart, in his mind. My brother and sister, their name was in his books before he created this earth. I was taken to the throne of God at one time, in which I kept saying, I'm not worthy. The power of God and the light of God was so powerful I could hardly see it. I was invited to come in. And there was like a pulpit there, and there was a book. And in the book was the memory of God. And in the book was our name written there by God. Our first name and last name was there. Before God created anything. Before God created the earth. Right before. He had written our name in that book. Hallelujah. And he knew that we will come and be born because it was his will on this earth that we will be here and that we will serve him. My brother and sister, it was too much for me at that time. I was thinking, what a glory. I didn't want to come into that throne. But I was brought in there to see that book, to talk about that book. That book of life with the name of every believer in Christ. Their name is written there. And only I saw that book in that pulpit in the throne of God. To God is such a special book. As Daniel said, whose name is written in the book. Hallelujah. That is the book of remembrance. That is the book of memory to God. Praise the Lord. If your name is there, you are going home. God wanted me to see, to open the book that my name was there. This earth that that people love so much and look at it in our maze. Before it was, our name is in the book of life there in heaven. In that marvelous, powerful light, my brother and sisters. There seems to me millions, like millions upon millions, hallelujah, in a single light bulb. That is the presence of God. My Lord, when Father shines his light on this earth, on the new earth, it will be the happiest moment for us. My brother and my sister, hallelujah, he is coming. Jesus is coming, so is Father coming to dwell with us. and he will be our God, and we will be his people. He will wipe the tear himself from our eyes. He promised us in his Bible, his word. My brother and sister is coming. He is coming to dwell, hallelujah, with us on this earth. He's coming from the third, hallelujah, from the third heaven, third level. Father is descending on this earth to dwell, and his glory will cover the earth. Hallelujah, what a marvelous thing to see. It's coming. He is coming. He says to me, he decided to bring me in. Of all things, my brother insisted. Hallelujah, about 3 years ago. For 3 years, hallelujah, we can see the changes on our earth. Thank God say he decided to bring the end of all things. My brother and sister, the end of all things is being finished. The reason why the wicked look like he's in the throne is because he is about to be destroyed. Hallelujah, Satan and all the hosts are going to be thrown in the lake of fire that burn with fire and brings to forever and never, and they will burn forever, and their punishment will be forever and never. God has said it, and God will fulfill it, my brother insisted. Hallelujah, we need to be repenting. Holy him that sat upon the throne is giving you and I the opportunity to repent and seek him. Hallelujah, more than anything, if we are being actors, if we're being hypocrites, my brother and sister, we are wasting our time. The Lord had me watch this woman in hell as this demon was harassing her. He was putting his nail through her skin in hell, through her body. And she was telling the demon, stop it. Stop it, you're making me angry. Stop it, you're making me angry. And the demon said, oh, you've been a hypocrite. You've been acting on earth all your life. Oh, we want the real you out here. And he kept poking her and poking her until this woman took a shape and a form. My brother and sister, like a demon, she began to curse out this demon. My brother and sister, and the demon said, that is the real you. That is the real you. The real you right there. As this demon, as this woman was cursing out this demon. Oh, it is the real us that God wants us to repent. It's the real us that God wants us daily to be confessing our sin. Oh, remember when someone, hallelujah, there's something to you that make you mad. And you curse out this person. You said all kinds of things to this person. You probably punched this person. You probably were thinking about having a gun and blowing this person's head off. That's the real you that God wants us repenting. Hallelujah. When you are by yourself, oh, and you have a wife, and you're there talking to this other woman, hallelujah, probably going to bed with another woman, that's the real you that God wants us to be repenting. Oh, that woman that is married, that is speaking to these other men, that want to go to bed with these other men, that's the real you that God wants us to be repenting. Stop being an actor. God wants us to stop being an actor. Stop being a hypocrite. God wants us to be real, real. When the real us is repenting, you begin to see the real change. Hallelujah. When the real you is confessing your sin, it will make you sick in the beginning. When you start repenting as a hypocrite, when you tell God, I'm sorry I've been a hypocrite. I'm sorry I've been an actor all this year. Please forgive me. I don't want to be a hypocrite anymore. I want to be real, real, the real me. Repenting, think in the beginning. You will feel a change, a genuine change in you. Your inner being will begin to be shaken. When the real you begin to repent, the real you will begin to be shaken. It will make you sick in the beginning. Maybe it'll take a few weeks for you to start stabilizing. But in the first week, when the real you is repenting, you feel sick. It will make you dizzy. It will make your head spin. It will make your head spin. Hallelujah, my brother and sister. Because you're not being a hypocrite. You're being real now. When you begin to repent for real before God, your head will begin to spin. Things will not make sense in the beginning. Because, hallelujah, being an actor, many people are actor to hide how they really feel. My brother and sister, no, no, God doesn't want that from us. God wants the real us confessing our sin, confessing our trespasses, confessing us when people make us mad. When you think about what you want to really say to that person, that's the real you that needs to be repenting. My brother and sister, hallelujah. And someone say, how do you really feel? How do you really feel about this person that just this is things to you? I just want to punch them. I just want to beat on this person. That's the real you. The God wants us to be repenting, confessing your sin, confessing your trespasses, saying to God, I'm so sorry, God. I feel this way. I don't want to feel this way anymore. Change me. Change me. Change me, Lord. Change me. I'm sorry. And you begin to fast. This is what the Lord says to me. Hallelujah, when someone comes to you asking you for help and you tell them to begin to fast and repent and the person refuses to fast, the person is not being sincere. It's not being sincere. Hallelujah, I have told people over the year when they ask me for help, Brother Elvie, help me. Brother Elvie, what advice would you give me, Brother Elvie? And when I say you need to fast and repent and be in the Word, oh, no, no, wait a minute, fasting? I have people being honest and say, I never fasted in my life, Brother Elvie. You're the first person I hear this from. I can show you hundreds of Bible verses about fasting from Genesis all the way to Revelation. My brother and sister, I can go into the Word of God now and put in fast. Hundreds of verses just come up about fasting. How can people say they don't know about fasting? When Jesus said while he was with his disciples, they didn't need to fast. But when the Lord will leave, they needed to fast. If the disciple fasted, because the Lord led them to fast, who you and I think we are that we can say we don't need to fast? That is pride. We're being actor. We're being hypocrite before God. God is not pleased with actor. God is not pleased with hypocrite. He rebukes them. Jesus rebuked them all the time, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He rebuked the actor. He rebuked the hypocrite. He don't like them. It's not pleasing unto him because you're not repentant and sincere. He doesn't want people to go to hell. And if you keep being an actor, if you keep being a hypocrite, you will end up in hell if you don't repent. Wants us to repent sincerely, the real you, the real me, brother and sister. He wants us to repent sincerely, not to be acting to be a believer, not to be acting to be a Christian, not to be acting to be humble, my brother and sister, not to be acting to be a real believer when God knows we are not, and we know we're not too, because our heart convicts us. And if our heart convict us, John said in his books, in his letter, greater is God. If your heart convict you, greater is God. If you're saying something that you think is true, but your heart is convicting you, that is the Lord in you. Hallelujah, greater is God. He said, no, you're lying. You are lying. And then you're trying to convince God that, no, you didn't lie. Oh, my Lord, my God. Oh, my Lord, my God, we can be wicked actor. Hallelujah. Again, let me read you the verse. Obtain from all appearance of evil. He's calling appearance evil. Any type of appearance, type of actors, any type of hypocrite, it's evil. The first hypocrite in heaven was the devil. Pride said in his heart. And he wanted to act like everything was fine. Hallelujah. And God, no. No, 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 no. God doesn't want any hypocrite in heaven. Any actor in heaven. Hallelujah. We need to repent of any type of appearance in our life. Hallelujah. That pretend that we are so holy. That we are so righteous. That we are so committed when we're not. He wants us to be real. My brother and sister. Real confessing truly our sin, our trespasses before him, and saying, Lord, I'm sorry for all my evil appearances, Lord, in my heart and my life. I don't want to be this way anymore, Lord. I want to be sincere. I want to truly be your disciple, Lord. Your true believer, Lord. Not acting. Not pretending, Lord. No, Lord. I want to be sincere. I want to serve you right. I want to walk with you right. My brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I noticed something. I learned something about Jesus. That when something is too hard for us to handle. Hallelujah. He works in our life gently. He's a gentleman. When I, hallelujah, he came to visit me many times. And I was in the middle of a conversation with him. And when I would talk about certain topics, he will remain quiet. My brother insisted. And I never knew why until I asked him, Lord, why? And he told me one time, because you're not ready to receive this. And what I had to tell you, you're not ready. And that to me was a great revelation. And I said, Lord, make me ready. Help me to be ready to receive what you have to say, Lord. And at one time, when he told me what it was, especially the unforgiveness in me, he says, my son, I remember before he revealed it to me, he said, pray, continue to fast and pray. Be it my word, and I will come back to you. That's what I did. And he came back to me later on, my brother and sister. And I said, Lord, what is it in me that I need to confess and repent? And he says, you have judged your brother, and you have unforgiveness in you. Hallelujah. But I said, Lord, I've been confessing these things. He says, ask me, and I will help you. You have to forgive your brother, he says. Wow. And to me, that was because I felt that they were offending me. Hallelujah. I don't know how I was offending them, but I felt that they were offending me. And this is the part where we sit there and we blame other people. We say, no, it was so-and-so. And we take no responsibility for our action. And God wants us to take responsibility for our action. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. And when he began to reveal the things in me that was not pleasing to him, hallelujah, I began to ask him, some will make me really sick, this in my head was spanned. My brother and sister. But Lord, because when I wanted to go evangelize, he said, no, wait on me. I said, huh? I heard in church that the pastor will call and say, he called all of you to go preach the gospel unto all creatures, unto all the world. That's what I remember. Go preach the gospel unto all creatures of all the world. But I didn't know that God first needs to deal with us and heal us first before he will send you out to evangelize other people. In other words, you cannot give what you don't have. My brother and sister, what is for a man to win the whole world and lose his soul? What would a man gain? In another word, you want to evangelize everybody? You want to lead millions and billions unto the throne of God being saved, and you going to the lake of fire? Is that what you want? The answer will be no. I don't want that. So you need to be seeking the Lord first. Hallelujah. Getting your life right with God, where he wants you to be with Christ. And then he will send you. I will tell you. Hallelujah. It was different from what the pastors and leaders in the church was telling me. Jesus was telling me, not yet. I was not ready to go evangelize people, lead people to Christ. I was not ready because there was unforgiveness and sin in my life that he wanted me to deal with him first. My brother and sister, hallelujah. And that was not being taught to me in church. Hallelujah. It was like the brother, hallelujah, he used to hang out with his friend and drugs and alcohol, going to the club and doing all these things. But he got saved and came to the Lord and was going to church for a few months now. And he went to the pastor and said, Pastor, I want to go to the club and evangelize my friends. Because when they come from work every Friday, they go to the club to drink and play game and all that. And there I can catch them. I can meet with them and evangelize them. And the pastor said, I tell you, just be careful. If I was you, you will wait at least a year until God have worked in your life and cleansed your life and removed things that are not pleasing to him. But pastor, my friend, you know, I love my friend. And they're lost, pastor. I just want to go. Pastor said, okay, you keep insisting. Okay, go. He went to evangelize his friend. He said at the table, his friend, they ordered beers. Do you want some? No, I'm fine. I'm okay. And he kept sharing the word. My brother insisted. He did this for maybe two or three occasions. He ended up staying in the club, drinking with his friend, and forgetting about the church. My brother insisted, forgetting about everything else. Hallelujah. He was not ready because he was not changed completely. The devil used his friend and began to remind him of his past, how he used to drink all night long and had so much fun, according to the devil, through them, my brother insisted, and go out and do this and do that. And it made a mess in his mind and heart until he ended up staying in the club with his friend and forgetting about church, my brother insisted. The pastor was worried. Much time had passed, or now much time had passed, and the pastor didn't see him in church anymore. The pastor said, let me try to get a hold of this brother. Hallelujah. And when the pastor got hold of him, asked him, what happened? How come I don't see you in church anymore? They said, oh, pastor, I feel so bad. You know how I told you I wanted to leave my friends to the Lord? Well, I started having fun with them. I forgot. I started drinking, partying. And, pastor, I've been sinning. I've been sinning, pastor. Pastor said, what did I tell you? Didn't I not tell you you were not ready? You will not listen to me. Oh, pastor, I'm so sorry. Will you come to church with me now? Oh, pastor, I don't know, pastor. I don't know. I just feel so bad. You know, I feel so convicted, so bad. But now you need to turn to the Lord for help. You need to get up. You need to leave your friend, pray for your friend, but you need to get yourself cleansed with God. It is a process, my son. Get up in the Lord now. Get into prayer. Get into fasting. You should not be going to the club. You were not ready to go to the club and meet your friends. Hallelujah, because you were not ready. That was your weakness, and the devil used them to convince you to stay in the club with them and drink and do other things. Oh, yeah, pastor, you're so right, pastor. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. You have not sinned against me, my brother. You have sinned against God. You need to repent before God now and seek all your heart now. Commit your life. Hallelujah. Come to church. Come to church now. Come on. We'll help you there. Praise the Lord. It is a struggle when someone falls again into the sin that they used to do. The devil uses weakness to remind him of the things he likes. Have my brother and sister, every Friday, coming for work, they will used to get together and go to the club and get drunk. Hallelujah. And get on the car and drive around and do other things they're not supposed to do, my brother and sister, wicked, evil things. Hallelujah. The devil knows your weakness. The devil knows the things you like. He uses those things to keep you, hallelujah, tied to those things, that you will not commit your life to the Lord. But if you humble yourself before the Lord, if you cry out to Jesus and you tell the Lord your weakness, you tell the Lord that you like the things that are not of God, and you ask the Lord to help you, to cleanse you for your things, to give you the victory over these things, my brother insisted, he will help you overcome, because Jesus overcame these things on the cross. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, Father, Father, why hast thou forgiven me? Forsaken me, I'm sorry. Was because in that moment, carry our weakness. He carried our infirmity. He carried everything about you and I, says the prophet Isaiah, on that cross. and there was so much sin, was so much wickedness that were being crucified, that in that moment, there had never been a moment like this where Jesus had said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? At that moment, God stepped aside for a moment. My brother insisted. And in that moment, our weakness, our infirmity, our disease were crucified. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. He became like us so he can empower us in our weakness. Hallelujah. In our sickness. And empower us to get up now. Give us the victory to be able to rise again in Christ, in his power, a resurrection. The reason why he resurrected on the third day, that was the power he told us that we will have. He resurrected in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we are resurrected also in the power of the Holy Spirit, in our weakness, in our shortcoming, in our sinful witness, when we confess our sin, when we confess our trespasses. We are empowered by God through the Holy Spirit in our life to stand, to get up, hallelujah, to overcome the flesh, to overcome the world, to overcome temptation, to overcome anything in our life that we thought we could not. Hallelujah. He empowers us. That was the overcoming in the cross. We are more than overcoming in him, the word of God says. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Now we can overcome this weakness in our life. He will empower. Now when we cry and we say, Lord, I am so weak in this area in my life. Lord, help me. I repent. I'm so sorry, Lord. I truly repent. I'm being a hypocrite. I'm being a liar. I'm being a deceiver. Empower me, Jesus. Empower me for what you did on the cross. The power of the Holy Spirit comes. And he empowered us to get up, and be able to walk and go forward in Christ. I thank you, Jesus. He would empower us. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence tonight, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Empower those that are struggling, Lord. That have been hypocrite, that have been liar. Empower us, Lord, in our weakness, Lord. Empower us. You overcame these on the cross. You overcame them, Lord. Empower us. Help us. Not to be liar, Lord, anymore. Not to be hypocrite, Lord, but be truthful disciple of you, Lord, to serve you wholeheartedly. Hallelujah, to repent sincerely, to overcome these weaknesses.